Welcome back to episode 2.
Welcome
of season 2.
Back. It's technically season 1 of SMC Unfiltered.
No, it's season 2.
If well, you count are we counting?
Last, let's yeah. count. Okay, fine.
I think season 1 season will be first 1. Semester.
1.5.
1 point B. 1B.
Yeah,
1A.
1A.
1A. Oh my gosh. Welcome back, everybody.
In case you don't know who we are, my name's Areeb.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm Eli.
And we're your hosts for SMC Unfiltered.
Yeah.
All we right. have a little change in, if you're watching the video, we have a little change in
seating
arrangements.
New angles.
Yeah. New angles. New everything.
Once again, a huge shout out to our editors, Aiden, who's behind the camera, Dean, who just left, but...
Why is
still with
Dean
us.
Always like...
He's not with us anymore.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And Nick.
Yes. Okay, so this episode, we're going to be giving advice to freshmen.
Yeah, so for context, we're all in fourth year.
Yeah.
And
no.
We? Oh, sorry.
Oh my god, discrimination.
Wow, I'm so sorry. Third slash fourth year.
Yes, he's and, in Eli's in third year and
at
he
At one
will
point...
be
We were all in first year, and first year can be kind of rough. Also, it's week 3. Things are starting to pick up, right? This is when we get into the swing of things. So we thought, you know, if there's any first years listening or watching, we wanted to give you our advice.
Even second years.
Yeah.
Or third
no,
years.
No, second year was tough.
Every year is tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought second year was going to get better. It got worse. I thought third year, oh. Easy. Third and fourth are supposed to be a breeze. And then I died. And now I'm resurrected and I'm in fourth year and
yeah.
I'm hoping for the best.
But you're surviving.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So
I make it through.
Yeah. On that note, we've sort of broken up surviving into like surviving in different ways. Obviously, a good way to think about it is to be a student, you need to be a human. Right? And so like, how do you be a human? Would be my first question or my first point to first years is like, how do you exist
as a human being?
Yeah. Right. So like the first thing that comes to my mind is you need to like eat.
Yes. Eat.
You know, like the basics, like food, water, shelter. Like
exactly.
You kind of need to satisfy those first.
Feed yourself. For drink
sure.
water.
Yeah. Drink water.
Take care of yourself. Sleep. Don't be pulling all nighters all
no,
the time. It's not worth
I'm
it.
I'm anti all nighter.
I don't think. I think I've pulled like 2 all-nighters during university.
Okay, there's one thing to sleep late. It's another thing to not sleep at all. All of us have slept late at one point.
Get
another,
your
right?
like, 8 hours of sleep, kid.
Or even 6.
Like, 8 hours.
Aim for 8.
Aim for 10.
Yeah.
And you'll get 8.
Yeah. That being said, everyone's bodies are different, and everyone
That's
has
true.
Different needs for sleep. So
very
you know,
true.
Try and sleep. Wake up and sleep at the same time.
Yes,
and wake up every
schedule.
Time at the same time every day. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't, if you're getting 8 hours, it's not enough to just get 8 hours. I think you need to get the same 8 hours every night.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about routines and like how, you know, that affects your wellness.
Very important. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So once you exist as a human, once you're
oh my
alive,
God. We're moving on to the
yeah,
next.
You can, well, there's, well, we'll get into how to be a student later, but like, you know, there's, we've talked about like the mind-body connection before, right? Have we? Maybe we haven't.
I don't know.
Anyways, Eli and I have talked about it and like how your physical health really influences your mental health, right? U of T has this notorious reputation, U of Tears.
Mm. U of Tears,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all sad and depressed, but not actually.
But like, you know, I'd like to challenge that stereotype a little bit and like, maybe offer some hope to any firsters that are listening that it doesn't have to be like that.
It does not.
No.
It does not. Honestly, like, even though they have that reputation, I personally love U of T.
Yeah.
I wouldn't switch. And I don't think, like...
No.
I don't know. It's an experience, and I don't think it's always as bad as people say it
yeah.
is.
It's definitely what you make it. And, like, we...
Yeah.
It's a beautiful campus. We have, like... amazing programs, access to like state-of-the-art facilities, that type of thing.
Yeah.
If you want to do something and if you have a goal, I think here's the place to do it. Definitely.
Yep.
And there's also like tons of like I know people say this all the time and you're like, oh, I don't know where to go though, but there's tons of like help around campus that you can get. There's like wellness things you can do.
Yeah.
Like you can join clubs and stuff and like extracurriculars, stay active, like all that kind of stuff that would 100% help with the experience that you have and make it less.
Well, even on that note, there's different, if you don't know where to go, there's help to find, help you find out where to go.
Yeah, right? Like exactly.
Different navigation services and stuff.
Navi.
Yeah.
U of T Navi
is one.
Yeah.
Right.
Your registrar's office.
Yeah.
If you're at SMC, our registrar's office is amazing.
Exactly. True. Exactly. On that note, how do you guys take care of your mental health?
You want to go first?
Oh my goodness. Why are you? Okay.
So just definitely
list off some things.
Definitely time to myself. I like taking some space away from things to compartmentalize. Like school is school. My personal life is my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And then also like you said, we're humans first. Making sure that I, like when I take the time to compartmentalize, I figure out, am I sacrificing sleep for school? Am I sacrificing personal life for school or a dawn ship or like that type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then the gym is like a great outlet for me. Running, join SMC Run Club, is an amazing outlet for me as well. So just like making sure that you don't sacrifice those things that you, that make you feel well mentally when things get rough. Just make sure you have like a little bit for everything. And I think that repetition and like planning out your day is a great way to do that. So that you don't sacrifice things when it gets harder.
Yeah. Here's a question, and there's no right or wrong answer, but I mean, I think we'd all be on the same page about this. Do you feel like if you take care of yourself, like, you know, physically and mentally, do you think that will result in you getting better grades?
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Yeah. So
100%.
There you go.
You can 100% get that 100%.
This is good advice.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? What do you do, Steph?
That's a good question. I don't know.
What do you feel like you should do more of? What do you like?
Well, I mean, yeah, I try 8 hours of sleep for me.
Because
I know it's like, it's super important. There's people that I'm like, I'm staying up to do an assignment. And of course, if it's like due the next day or whatever, like if I'm on a time crunch, of course I'm going to stay up to do it. But there's a point where I'm like, I'm not going to continue to read this paper if I can read it tomorrow.
Something interesting I want to bring up psychologically is that we're all at an age, most of us are at an age where our brains are still developing. And if you don't get enough sleep, it can hinder your brain development.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Not good.
And that is going to affect you for the rest of your life.
I don't think it was on the podcast. I think it was like at home or something. I don't know who said it. But this is the time, like we're young now and we think like, oh, we have so much energy. Like we can stay up all night and party.
No.
But now is actually when you need the most sleep. And when you're older and you're using less energy every day, that's when you need less sleep.
I mean, so stay up and party. I'm a firm supporter.
And, yes, 100% and party and stuff.
Also, but
don't get 3 hours of sleep every night. It's not.
There's a saying I like. You should rest as hard as you work.
Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Similarly to what Eli said, like yoga is really big for me and like going to the gym. I like resting in different ways. So like I sort of break it up into like social rest and like taking time away from people or taking time with people that make me feel, you know, energized and rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm.
Physical rest obviously is a big one. Like even aside from sleeping, like taking rest days from the gym, right? Rest from technology.
Yeah,
right.
Like, that's a huge
like
one.
We're on our laptops all day, and then we're not looking at laptops. We're looking at projectors in lectures. So that's one. There's like this. This comes from a theory on like I don't remember the exact researcher's name, but she coined like the idea of seven types of rest, right? And so there's like spiritual rest, maybe like connecting with nature. All these different types of rest that we don't think about that we need. So. Yeah, I would encourage everyone who's listening, especially the first years, like do some digging. Also, like we touched on this last time, first year is a year to experiment and figure out what you need to like, you know, thrive and do well. Mm-hmm. Right. So
yeah, you're in a completely like new environment with a new schedule because it's completely different from high school.
Yeah.
And so like you're still adapting to everything. So take the time that you need to figure out what works best for you and then go with that.
Exactly.
You both brought up a really good point that like there's different types of rest. And so when you're experiencing burnout, like taking the time to think about, okay, am I physically tired? Am I not getting enough sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just like overstimulated? Am I trying to cram too many things?
Yeah. Yeah. Because at a certain point, if you're burnt out from doing a lot of academic work, you can't really just sleep it off, right? You need to sort of take time to like, it's hard, but you need to take time away from your academics, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we have a good foundation of like being a human existing, right? So now we can get into the like, once you're a human, then you can be a student, right? So how do you be a student? Or like, how do you do well as a student, right? I think it's a question that like,
we're everyone wants the answer
to. I don't even
everybody
know.
Everybody like, does.
I don't know if there is even an answer, but there's...
No, there's not one
answer. As certain politicians would say, concepts of an answer. If you know, you know.
Sorry. That's just such a good line.
Yeah. So, I mean, being a student is like kind of vague, right? So I think a big part of being a student is academics.
Mm-hmm.
What are some ways that you guys do, like, what works for you in terms of doing well academically?
Writing everything down. I have a daily planner and I write, like, I write every single lecture and what it is, like, what time it is. You can do that with a Google Calendar, like
time
you
management.
Do. You can do it like Apple Calendar, literally anything.
Yeah.
But, like, even though, like, I know I have a lecture on Thursday from 6 to 8, but I'm going to write it down just to make sure.
Yeah.
Every single assignment, everything I have to do. Even like my readings, I write it down just so that it's like out of my mind and not taking up extra space where I feel like, oh my gosh, I have to remember because if I forget, I'm screwed.
Yeah. There's two things there. Like one is the importance of time management, right? And time is like a limited resource that especially we students don't have a lot of, right? If you're first year life sci and you're doing the classic math chem bio combination and you have like labs every week and tutorials and lectures, like you need to manage your time.
Yeah.
Well, what was I going to say? The second thing you touched on is like, our brains are very good at having ideas and not storing the ideas.
Yes, right? Agreed. Yeah.
So just get it out.
Yeah, get it out in any way.
What about you, Eli? What do you do well? Or what?
What do you do well?
No, sorry.
That's a crazy question.
Wow.
Everything.
So I think when it comes to studying, I don't know if anybody has it as the same, but I can understand things and I can memorize things.
Mm.
Yeah,
so understanding feels very automatic to me, where like if I sit in class, if I'm interested in a topic, if I can teach it, I think it's called Feynman method, teach it to somebody else, that's my level of understanding. Whereas raw memorization is just like flashcards. If you say a word, then I'm going to like, if I say mitochondria, everyone knows what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah.
Like that type of thing is like just raw memorization.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't take a deep, very deep level of understanding to get that. And so combining them together.
Yeah.
In some way, whether it's tricking yourself to be like interested in a topic through like motivation, in first year anatomy, it was like very hard. It was one of the hardest courses that I've taken here. And our professor, Professor LaBrod, she like told us stories about the cadavers and like that motivated me to be like, these people didn't give up their lives, but they donated themselves afterwards towards our research, our betterment and our learning. So that made me more motivated to study and to put in harder work to do better. So you just have to trick yourself either to care more or to just put in that gross amount of time to memorize.
Yeah. There's a couple things there. Like some researchers in psychology would argue that like memorization and a conceptual understanding of a concept, it's actually two different types of memory and you're using two different parts of your brain, right? It's like, if you have both, then there's a higher chance you're going to remember something, right? So it's like the idea of, on a multiple choice test, you're just, right, it's a recognition memory is what it's called, right?
Yeah.
But if you did the same thing and there was no answers, you're using like more recall memory. And so like incorporating that into your studying is good. Also, I love the Feynman technique of like explaining it to someone else, but then also like explaining it to a five-year-old, right? Like, can you break it down in a way that like a kid would understand it?
Yeah, it's basic enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Really shows your understanding. Or like you can even teach it to like a stuffed animal, right? If you don't have any friends, which we'll get into that. But
whoa. talking to your stuffed animals. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. No, these are all good tips. Mm-hmm. One resource I want to point out at St. Mike's and like the broader U of T is like something called a learning strategist, right? It's a great resource, especially if you're in first year and you don't really know how to learn. That's their whole specialty. Like a lot of these people have PhDs in like learning and pedagogy, right? And like they help you learn the best. They figure out how you learn. Help you figure out how you learn
best.
Yes,
yeah.
How you learn best.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. I would say for myself, kind of a mix of what you both said, where like I use Google Calendar like religiously.
Yeah.
Everything's in Google Calendar.
It's crazy, yeah. I love it.
Time blocking is very helpful. And also like going back to an earlier point, time blocking for like wellness activities, right? And so making sure you put in time for like, for me, for like yoga or like going to the gym or even like eating meals or sleep, right? I know people who put sleep in their Google Calendar. Just like things that should like are non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Or should be non-negotiable. Yeah.
Speaking of non-negotiable, setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, even if you are going to go out partying, like, I'm coming home at this time because I have a lecture tomorrow morning and I have to be there.
Yeah.
Or I can't stay up past this amount of time studying because this is my routine and I go to sleep at this given time.
Exactly. Great point. Boundaries are so important. And that's like a thing that everyone is constantly working on.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
It's true.
Okay.
They're always changing.
So we touched on the idea of friends briefly. So let's get into that a little bit. I think everyone would argue friends are important.
Yeah.
Right? Or social connections are important in general. Right? But at U of T, since first year, I've sort of been aware of this idea that, like, it's so hard to make friends, right? And, like, how do you connect with people, right? So I think a big issue that I've noticed that I don't quite have first-hand experience with, but is the idea of U of T being a very, like, big commuter campus, right? Maybe, Steph, you can talk about this a little bit, but, like, what happens a lot of the times is that people commute to campus for a class, and then they do the class, and then they leave, right? Because they're exhausted and they want to go home. And so they're not really spending time with people and being able to make those connections, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that as a commuter?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I was involved since first year. So I think it's different because I, like, made a bunch of friends.
And do you but feel I like think, that helped mitigate this?
Yeah. Because I think if I wasn't involved, I would do that. Because I do that now. Like, I've done that pretty much every year where, unless I have an event or something that I'm going to, I usually just commute down, chill a bit. Like if I have some time before class, go to class and then like go home because I have stuff to do and I'd rather like be at home than necessarily go to a library or something or like I have a train to make or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is tough because then, like you said, you're not necessarily making those friends. Like if you're at the beginning and you want to make connections, it's hard to do that if you're just commuting back and forth every day. So I think really putting that like time in to getting involved or even just talking to people in your classes, if you don't necessarily want to join a club or whatever it is, talk to people in your classes, study with other people if you like that, ask to go for coffee, like Everybody drinks coffee except for me. But everybody's down to go, like, take time to do that because it's worth it. Even if it's just like you have an hour and you're like, look, I have an hour before I have to make my train. Like, can you do that?
What would you
and
say?
There will be people.
What would you say to a person who's, let's say, a little more introverted and is afraid to reach out to people, right? And it can be really daunting to just go up to a person in your class and introduce yourself, right?
I don't know if I'm the best person to answer that. I don't talk to people in my class because I'm introverted.
How did you get over that? Or how did you
get past? I don't think I have.
How did you get past your, like, you know, introversion and make connections, right? Like, I think, for example, the Marshall team this year was super, super tight, right? Yeah. So how do you think?
I think...
Like, did you just apply for it? You just went for it, right? Yeah.
At a certain point. Going out of your comfort zone is very important. Even if, like, you can be introverted and still join a club and still, like, get involved and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, not everybody has the same personality going in, and that's what makes it, like, so beautiful sometimes. The different clubs and, like, orientation, for example, is everybody's different. Everybody has their own ways of working and, like, doing social things. Mm-hmm. So I think just, like, pushing yourself a little bit to get out there, and once you do, you'll realize that you might actually be comfortable in that environment. And, like, that doesn't mean you have to go crazy and party and, like, be that extroverted person that, like, wants all the attention in the middle of the room or whatever. You can be that person that's, like, kind of on the sidelines and has a few friends here and there within that larger group if you don't want to necessarily.
Something that I think might help is to acknowledge the fact that we are never going to be in a position, we're never going to be here again, right? Like, you only have 4 years at university, and, you know, hopefully when we all get jobs in the future, there's no, like, clubs at work, right? There's nothing, there's no student campus life at work. And so really capitalize on this time, especially if you're in first year. Yeah. That's one thing I would want to mention is the first month in first year, everyone wants to make friends, right?
I was literally going to mention that. And so, everyone's in the exact same position. Yes. And there's other people who are scared to say hi to you. Yes. You might be the nicest person ever, but the person next to you doesn't know that. And maybe they're introverted and they're like, oh, I don't want to say hi to that person. It's scary. But you're thinking the exact same thing. So if one of you does it.
And that could be your best friend.
Exactly.
In like a year, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think pushing yourself and just going for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? No.
We've all been involved in clubs. How do you think? What are your tips for, like, joining clubs? Because this is a question I get a lot from first years: is like, how do I join a club? And what my answer to them is always like, you don't even have to join. Like, a lot of these clubs just host drop-in events, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, you can talk about Run Club and what that looks like, because you don't actually have to, like, do a formal sign up or anything. You can just come, show up, and run, right?
Yeah, most of the clubs are like this. Like, I think everyone who's running a club at SMC, and I guess hopefully in UFT as a larger whole, is just hoping to share a little bit of themselves and, like, connect with people who have that in common. So, like, if it's interesting to you, just, like, latch on to that. Like, you have that one common thing in interest, and then use that to branch out and show genuine interest in the rest of them, and, like, getting to know the people who are there, because each person has a different story, and, like, people are from everywhere across the world coming to UOT. About Run Club, Run Club is fully, like, drop in. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the quad, and we have wellness coordinators there who help out to make sure that everyone is doing all right during the entire run. Some people walk, some people sprint the entire thing, but the one thing that's consistent is that, like, everybody is just there to run, to be social, to meet people, and to, like, grow together
and to connect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we're all social creatures, we want to connect, and I think our logo in workshop is connecting SMC one step at a time.
Yeah.
Which is, it's really cute.
Some psychologists would argue that, you know, we have our basic needs, food, shelter, water, but connection has also been argued to be one of those basic needs, right? Like, we we don't do well when we don't have connection. We get depressed, right? And sad. And that's something to consider, is that like we all need connection, right? Just maybe the way we find it is different for everyone.
Yeah.
So we're coming to the end.
Whoa.
of our episode. I guess a few like questions that we have that we got were, I guess, like in, you know, in one sentence, how do you survive U of T?
Ooh. I don't know. It's a tough one.
I think I would say
that's
like
scary.
Take care of yourself.
One sentence. Yeah.
And that's sort of been the theme of this podcast. Take care of yourself, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and socially.
Yes.
Perfect.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was so deep and amazing.
Another question I get a lot from first years is like, what are some good places to eat around campus?
I have a list.
Do you?
Would we like to go in that direction? Mother Dumpling, East Hand Pulled Noodles.
Oh my God, he's I know there's
not the reciting it, but memory.
The Real Jerk is hard to get to, but Real Jerk is so good.
Have you been to Juicy Dumpling?
Juicy Dumpling is really good as well.
These are all in Spadina.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of these are farther away, but Scotty Bonds is good.
Raijin Ramen down next to St. Michael's College, I think, is like the best.
Oh, yes. I've never been there.
It's one of the best ramen places. It's like $14 for a bowl of ramen.
Wow. And it's like hidden away, kind of.
Imperfect or I'm perfect. I don't know what it is, but it's
joke
one
about
of those
that whenever
two.
I walk past.
It's a good place.
Yeah. Also, the ramen recommendation is from
Aiden.
It's not from the void. It's from
Also Shroma Q. It's always open.
Yeah, it's like open till 2 a.m.
Go support Shroma Uncle.
Yeah, it is run by this really nice old man.
What else? Avocado sushi there are is the good.
Food. Oh yeah, avocado sushi.
That one's close.
There are
to
the
St.
food
Mike's.
Trucks.
There's a bunch of sushi places that are good.
I think just the general idea here is like explore around.
Yeah.
Like there's no city like Toronto where you can try so many different cultures of food, right?
Yeah.
Types of cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about study spots?
This is very controversial.
What are your favorite study spots? No, it doesn't have to be controversial. Just say what you
no,
where
but
you
it
like
is.
To study. No, but it's fine.
Inevitably, yeah. Okay, I would say like Robarts Commons or Kelly. Like it's basic.
I love Robarts. Oh my God, he hates the
answer. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? I told you it's controversial.
Okay, what's your opinion?
If you
Eli?
If you have like a really good attention span and like you can lock in while the world is burning around you, then yes, Robert's comments is good. But
the world is burning. Oh my God.
So many things have happened in my time studying there in first year when I was a commuter that I just like would never recommend it to anyone. It's a like I think
PTSD. If you, Robert's comments.
Third floor is good. I think third floor is usually chill because people go up to the fourth floor or they stay at first floor.
Where do you like to study usually?
The Coop is good, but that's mostly because I like
that's
running.
Better
into
than Robarts Commons?
Okay,
are you joking?
I told you
with the freaking billiards table and ping pong balls flying everywhere.
Probably not.
I think it goes to show everyone focuses in different environments, right?
I guess
like,
so.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's where you're comfortable.
Yeah.
I need natural light, so I think.
Okay.
That's,
oh,
see,
there you go. Yeah. Robarts is
helps.
A bit dark.
I know a lot of people study at home. I don't think I could do that.
I love studying at home.
See.
So what? What about your setup makes it like
good? Yeah, good. Effective.
I'm usually in bed. I study in bed. I have like a lap thingy. What's that called? Like it's a little lap desk or something.
Yeah,
I have
one
of those. Put
for
my
your
laptop on it
yeah.
and I sit there. I have a desk as well in my room. So depending on the vibe, I'll either sit at the desk if it's super serious and then do my work there. But I don't do anything. I know some people light candles. Like they make it like
super
comfortable. No. I just sit at the desk and then do
don't
stuff.
Don't light candles at SMC, please.
Yeah, if you're a resident student, that's not allowed.
Yeah. Okay, we also have a question that we got in our DMs, which we can quickly answer. Where are each of you from and how did you guys adjust to Toronto life? I think this is a good question to add in this episode.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm from here. I'll go first. I'm here. I'm from Toronto.
Well, but
so
even
like
so,
adjusting. I mean, I don't live in Toronto.
Year,
I live north.
Did
of
you
Toronto.
Really know anyone from your high school? when you came here, right?
No, like, but my, I did know people already.
Okay, okay.
So I'm a bad person.
I guess your brother went here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of nepotism. I came in. Yeah. I'm a Nepo baby. I came here and I, like, everybody knew me and I was like, who are you? But like, I just started spending time with them and then they became my friends. So It's kind of tough. I did have to like put myself out there and like apply to different things and be part of clubs and stuff. But
well,
I think my experience was
a bit
easier.
I think what that goes to show is people do want, at least some people do want to make connections, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Yeah. I think the one thing for me of adjusting to Toronto life is like commuting, because I'm geographically challenged and I had to find my way around the city alone. So I'm still trying to find my way. I honestly don't know where a lot of things are on campus. I'm like, every time I, like, literally, I just learned what health sci is because I have a class there now and I've never had a class there before.
Yeah.
So no shame to people who are,
no, it's
who struggle with commuting and figuring out the city, because campus is big, the city's big, and
even
there's a lot
of
places.
It's like its own mini city.
Yeah.
It's 70,000
people.
There's
so many.
Right. That's a
small
town.
How many libraries we have? Like over 40? 40,
44
yeah.
across three campuses.
Yeah.
Right?
So you're not going to know all of
no.
them. No. It's fine.
I have a friend who is trying to sleep in every library.
Oh my God. That's wild.
It's like done a third.
Okay. Who wants to go next? Where are you from?
I'm from Calgary.
How did you adjust?
Calgary, Alberta. I don't think it was hard to adjust to the fact that Toronto's a big city, because Calgary is also a pretty big urban city. I think it was hard to adjust to the fact that I didn't really have anyone here, right? I sort of left all my social connections back in Calgary, mm-hmm. right? And even if you have like family, if you're from somewhere else in the world and you have family in Toronto, it's still not quite the same as having peers, right? Or friends who are relatable to you in some way. So that was tough. I think the way I adjusted or the way I adapted was sort of what we mentioned earlier, by just joining clubs and getting involved and putting myself out there and really making it known that I did want to make connections, even if it was, you know, indirectly, right? And also just being open to the possibility of making a connection at any time, right? You'll meet people that will become your friends in places you least expect, right? And so just be open to that, right? That's sort of what I did. And I think it worked very well.
Yeah. You're more of a social butterfly than I am. And you're like, oh my God, everybody knows you.
Yeah.
Floating around SMC.
Yeah. Two extremes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one thing you guys have both done, though, is that I like
to compliment both of us.
Who said it was a compliment?
Oh. sorry. I take it back.
No, it's okay. It's, there's like the idea of like the third place.
Third place, yes.
And you guys frequent like the same places, which share your interests. They share like your values, and also like both in your work as a marshal and a don. Like, you're also fostering the community that you would want to see.
Yep.
So in getting involved, it's more than just like, oh, I'm joining this place that I like. It, you could also create the community that you want to see.
Be the change you wish to see in the world. I laugh because that quote was in every classroom.
Yeah.
It was like a little joke. But
you inspire
for those,
others just
for those
by
who don't know,
being yourself.
The third place theory is like the idea you have work and you have home and like,
The coop is my third place.
The coop, I was about
coop,
to say that, right? It's a third
it's
place.
It's our third home. Second home.
So.
Sorry. Work's not my second home. Sorry, I really said work
That's
was my
bleak.
Second home. That's crazy. Dark. No, the coop is my second home. I think St. Mike's overall is my second home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Do we have a controversial question this week?
We do, but Eli didn't go.
Oh, my bad.
Where are you from and how did you adjust?
Oops.
I'm from Stouffville. It's like an hour and a half north of here driving, but usually commute took like 2 hours because the GO train and then the bus and then the subway and then the walking. It's like a lot.
Yeah.
So I think adjusting to the city was just getting really used to that and knowing that I had to make sacrifices in first year. And then when I moved here, it was just like, That felt like it was my only barrier, was just commuting. And so once that was gone, I was like, okay, I'm going to do everything.
Yeah.
And it kind of felt like the door was like open.
Yep.
So I think having that perspective and just keeping a positive mindset also Jode, one of our fellow Dons, says power of perspective all the time.
Power of perspective, yeah.
And I don't like that quote, but I but it's it keeps being true like every step of the way. So yeah, he's very wise.
Yeah, I think it's good. We all have different, because like I'm a commuter, you live on res, and he kind of did both.
Yeah.
So it's like a good like three different perspectives.
Yeah. I think that the common theme is find your community.
Yeah.
Wherever that is.
Yeah.
And if that's not at St. Mike's, that's okay too.
Yeah.
Right.
It's wherever you feel the most comfortable.
Yep.
And
we hope it is.
Yeah. St. Mike's is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
We're going to do our dumb controversial topic.
One thing. We didn't talk about finances. Join a work study. Work studies are amazing. Yes. You get to make money while learning about something that you're interested in or passionate about. So.
Yeah. And also, like, on the note of finances, you can always talk to the registrar's office if you have questions about finance. I have a funny story. An orientee comes up to the registration desk during orientation and goes, like, I need to talk about my, like, tuition money. And I was told to come to the registration desk. And then I'm like, do you mean registrar's office? I see where the confusion stemmed from.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was funny. And that was a good educational moment for him.
That's
but yeah,
funny.
A registrar's office. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to eat this. Eat this one.
You're going to eat it
this one. You'll understand when I see it. When I say it. Wow, I completely messed that whole sentence up.
It's giving what do you do well. What do you do well?
Okay.
Quickly.
I can't believe, I'm pretty sure all of these questions me and you disagree on, and I cannot believe we disagree on this, but should you eat your corn on the cob, so you have your corn on the cob, by going across this way and, like, twisting it this way and going across, or eat, like, around? So I guess you start on, like, the left side, you eat around, and then you keep going around and around and around.
I'm pretty sure I said eat around.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy question. Yeah.
I eat across the whole row, then shift it down, then go across, then shift it down, then go across.
We gotta put up an Instagram story for this.
We do. Yeah. Oh, I'll put one up after this. Eli?
Okay. Eat around Time for the her. Experience, I think.
For the experience? How was that fun?
like this? When like the
Wait,
the
okay, does everybody hold like it sideways? Anyways? Or do you hold it straight up?
I hold it
Who
straight
holds
up?
It straight up? No, but I hold it sideways.
He just and said
I,
like, yes.
You can that's fine though. That's okay.
You hold it straight up?
Yeah.
How do you eat that?
Oh, sometimes it's on a stick too.
That's my thing. Is
corn
like,
on the cob?
If it's buttery,
it's not corn on the stick.
If you go to the CNE or something, they'll put a stick in
that's
it so they
different.
Can dip it in butter.
Oh, I see.
But like if you get it and it's just buttery and you're just like rotating it, how does it not fall? Like how does it not just slip out of your hands?
Okay,
because you
no
hold
butter.
The, you hold
it's
the
not
ends.
Slippery. You can hold it. How are you holding it? Are you holding it like this?
Then like that.
Well. Yes, like you hold the like
the little
it's
ends.
Like
they're like handles
a cylinder, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you can hold the handles too, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Okay, and then
oh
you
my God.
Eat you eat this way,
yes,
and then you just keep circling until you get to the
yes.
other end.
Yes,
so you go left to right, kind of like
yes.
Okay. But you're eating
I find
the whole
that you
way
miss
around.
You miss the least number of kernels that way.
I don't think that theory is true.
Okay, I don't mind missing kernels. Controversial opinion. Like, you just get the big ones.
I don't really
I
like
just need
corn
to
on the cob
corn.
Anyway. Like, I prefer to just eat the corn.
I agree.
I prefer popcorn.
I like popcorn. Yeah, popcorn's good.
I agree. But I eat, like, across. Like, I'm reading a book. Like, across and then across and then across.
Did,
and then
did everyone in your family eat like
yes.
that, too?
Interesting,
okay, because
yeah.
everyone in my family eats like that as well. And then
but you
I,
don't.
And I don't. But, like, nobody ever told me anything about it.
No.
So I was just like...
So you're telling me as a kid you watched your parents eat it this way and you're like, nah, we're going to go around.
It just, like, I don't know. I go for, like, the big ones first.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
So you're telling me... Hold on. This just got worse. You're telling me if this is... If this is the corn, you're like you know, looking, okay, where are the big kernels? So here. Okay, I'm going to eat that one, then that
tapers,
one, and that one.
It tapers off. Like, the smaller ones are at the top and, like, towards the bottom. So, like, I don't want to eat those. So, I go in the middle first and find the big ones and then eat those.
I respect that.
She picks wherever.
That's fine. I think that's fine.
Wow.
I didn't know that was so controversial.
No, that's why we have these topics. We just found a bunch of things that we disagreed on that were, like, dumb. And
Aiden, what are your thoughts
on like eating
corn?
Yeah, do you eat it left to right? or
around.
This might around be left worse, right. But like again, I just cut.
No, that's not worse. That's not bad because I do that too if okay. I don't want because well, I have permanent retainers.
Like, I don't
want
to like. Yeah.
That's okay. Smart. Though.
Let's check out our Instagram story, or we'll save it.
You let us know what you do. Yeah. I'm gonna put three options. It's gonna be a cross, around, or other.
Other.
Yeah. Because apparently there's freaks like you who go for
freaks.
Random whoa. Kernels.
You people.
I swear, okay. If there's anybody else that does that, I'm gonna be so
on
shocked.
That note, watch someone is like eating corn as they're listening to this. Like it's yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You people also rise on our up. Instagram, Eli. Why should they check out our Instagram?
Oh, for the next Q&A, you can send in your questions and then next week we'll respond to them. Or yeah. Next week as in this week because we're recording the week that this is happening.
Woo, 2 episodes.
Confusing. Also, I think we just finalized a date for our live recording and yes. Launch party.
So last episode, we kind of lied.
We did lie. It's okay.
Yeah. But it won't change this time. It's official. It's going to be on Friday, October 11, from 3 to 5 p.m.
In the
live
coop.
Recording in the coop, officially happening. Wow. Forget our September 20th date.
Yeah.
And it's check October
out our,
11th.
Check out our Instagram for more details.
Yeah, there will it'll be all
food.
Be there.
There will be food.
There will be food, and you can be a guest on the podcast if you yeah. wish to be.
We can do
or
like,
you could just watch.
If you had strong opinions on the corn question, yeah, you could answer it
them.
In person.
Yeah.
Or bring them, yeah.
Bring,
we'll revisit
bring
this
Bring your
discussion.
Controversial questions, and we'll get some yeah. answers.
Other people rise up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
bye-bye. On that note...
The side eye was deadly.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you all soon.
Yep. With another
thank you for
episode
listening.
Next
and
week.
Yeah. Follow
see you
us
next
on Instagram.
Week.
Have a good week. Have a good weekend.
Take okay. care of yourself.
Yes. Take care of yourself.
Are we yeah. all looking all at ways. The same one this time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, ready? Bye.
Bye.
A little